Sefer Shabbos, and in other places, where the Gemara is darshaning, the Brisa is darshaning the pasuk that appears in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk is not specifically talking about Malach Shabbos, it's talking about a Chiyuv Chatos. Nefesh Tisach B'Dushgobo Liyotso Meyachas B'Kol Mitzvah Hashem Shalos Yasen V'Yashemo. The person has the awareness, he realizes that he did an Avera B'Shegeg, which if he would have done it amazing, he would have been Chayiv Kares. If he does the Avera B'Shegeg, he's Chayiv Chatos. That says he brings the Korban Chatos. So the Gemara is Medayik from the Loshon Liyotso Meyachas Meheino. Four droshes. Achas, Mei Achas, tells you that even Shem is Shimon, even though he intended to write the name Shimon, and he didn't write the whole name, he only writes Mei Achas, he wrote part of the word, but HaKosim Shto Yosius is also Chai, so HaKosim Shem is Shimon is Chai. And Meheno teaches me the din of Tovus, because I would have thought, that's how the Shishim Kubetu's comments on the first daf in Bava Kama, I would have thought that Hachta Havi the Mishkan Hashiva, whatever was in the Mishkan is a Malacha. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is not a Malacha. So I would have thought, whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is not a Malacha, period. There shouldn't be any din of Toldus either. So I need a drasha to tell me that there's such an institution of Toldus. See, in our Bavis Nizikin, Yeshikim Kubetsu points out on the first daf in Bava Kama, you don't need a Pasuk to tell you that there's a din of Toldus in Kayetz there. It's a Mamatzinu. It says in the Chumash Bor. The Abdus Sekhinim Asar Sheinichim Mishul Serabim is a Chilos Asiyos of a Nezik, is Daima V'Daima, so it has the same din as the original din. Shor, Mave, Hever, all the Abbas and Zikin, all the Chaptam, all the Abbas and Zikin, whatever says in Chumash, if you have another case that's similar enough, so you say it has the same din, has the same properties, has the same din, and Mishayim, it's exactly the same. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you that there's an institution of Torah. That's the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas then of Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu over there, the din is like that. So anything that's Daima is also the din is like that. But by Toldos of Shabbos, Yeshikim Kobetsu says, I need a drasha, Heina, Meheina, to be Mechadish that there's a din of Toldos that Toldos say in Kayyasi Behem. Why? Because Toldos, Malachas of Shabbos, are derived from the Mishkan. It doesn't, nothing says in the Chumash. You only know what's Malacha, whatever was in the Mishkan. So whatever was in the Mishkan is enough. Whatever wasn't in the Mishkan, so you want to say, but it's similar to what was in the Mishkan, so it should have the same din. No, but it wasn't in the Mishkan, so maybe it shouldn't be even a Toldah. It shouldn't be a din of a Toldah. So that's why I need a drasha. Heina, meheina, that there's an institution of Toldah. Then, we have another two drashas. From the same pasuk. We also meachas, meheina. One drasha is, instead of Achas, it says Meachas, teach me Shem and Shimon. One Rosh is Mehena, instead of Hena, to tell me that told us Achai. Thank you. And then another Rosh, Hena Shehi Achas and Achas Shehi Hena. Sometimes you do many acts of Chilul Shabbos and you chayv one Chatos, and sometimes you chayv many Chatos. How do you determine whether you're going to be chayv many Chatos or one Chatos? Sometimes it'll be Achas, one Chiv Chatos and many Malachas, and one time, sometimes it'll be Hena. Means many, many chatos. So that the Gemara explains, and the pasuk doesn't say. So the Gemara explains it depends. If it's Shigigah Shabbos, who's doing malachas, he knows all the dinim of Shabbos, but his watch stopped on Erev Shabbos. So he thought that it's still Erev Shabbos. He's doing all of those, doing ksiva, mechikin, hoitzor, and havor, and kibui. Everything is possible. He's doing all the malachas. But the shkoga was one, it was a Shigigah Shabbos. So then halacha says it's only one shkoga, it's only chag, one chatos. Even though he violated all the lamtes of his malachas, but if he knows it's his own Shabbos, he knows that today's Shabbos. He just didn't know that ksiva is prohibited, he didn't know that hoitzua is prohibited, he didn't know that avora is prohibited. So that's called chiluk malachas to Shabbos. This pasuk tells me that din, that institution of chiluk malachas to Shabbos. The Gemara quotes it here. What does it got to do with Sanhedrin? It belongs in Maseches Krisis, it belongs in Maseches Shabbos, where it's discussed at length. What's it doing here? Because the Gemara had a Machloikas Amaroim, and it boils down to their Machloikas Hatanoim. Is there a din of Chiluk Avoidus by Avoidus Zorah? If a person does the Shchita, Ziguach, Kito, Nisuch, he violates Avoidus Zorah in three different forms. Would you say that it's Chayv three Chatos, or would you say that it's only Chayv one Chatos? So that was a machloikis amarayim, and then the Gemara says it's a machloikis satan. Actually, the Gemara was comparing how does it compare with Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara quoted this brisa. So the Gemara points out now on Samach Beis Amin Aleph that Eigentlich, that pasuk that you darshan all these dinim, chiluk malachas to Shabbos, and Ovis and Tovis and everything, doesn't say a word that it's not written in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos. It's written in Parshas Vayikra of Perek Dalet. It's talking about Chiyuv Chatos in general. So maybe it also, who says that it only gets Pasuk V'Atam Me'achas Mehena? Why should you say that it only refers to Malachas Shabbos? Maybe you should refer to Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara suggests. Chiluk Malachas Avodah Zarah. Let's darshan everything like that. So how can you darshan everything? So the Gemara will go one at a time. Achas meyachas heina mehena. So what are you going to say? Achas is zvicha. Then we know there's a din that if you do shchita, that's the Mishnah and Samach on the basis, you do zibuach nisuk, zibuach kitur, nisuk hishtach goya, even shaloi kedarko yechayim. So maybe achas goes on the original Avodah Zarah. If you shech to behem, you have to shech shnei simonim, the kon innovation. So if you shech the kon innovation, even if it's ain't avodos to bekach, it's a church in New York City where nobody shechs any behem. They just pray, they do prayer, they do other things, but they don't shech any behem. So he goes and he shechs shaloi kedarka. He's over avodos shaloi kedarka, but he shechs the both simonim. So that's shechita. So maybe May Achas tells you like shein nishim, and you don't even have to do the whole ksivas teivu of shimon. Maybe Shoichet Simen Echad is also Chayim. That's what I think Mori suggests. Maybe, hey, what is it? Acha, Zot Digmori, perhaps it's Zvicha. This is about the 10th white line on Samach Beis Amid Aleph. I think Mori is suggesting a possibility of darshaning the same drasha. Achas, Me'achas, Heine, Me'ena, Achas, Sheheine, Heine, Sheheine. The whole thing should go on Avodah Zarah also. The Gemara says, no, it just can't. It just doesn't fit in, so it can only go on Malach HaShabbos. Until they reach that conclusion, so they made a suggestion. Maybe Achaz goes on Zvicha. And May Achaz means like Shem Yishim and Esim and Echad. Not only are you Chayiv Nisa, not only are you Chayiv Kores and Chatas B'Shoigik. If he Shech Lavid Azor Shnei Siman, and if you don't Shech Esim and Echad, it's also Chayiv. And even if you intended to Shech the whole Behemah like Shem Yishim, and you intended to Shech the whole Behemah Lavid Azor, and you didn't get to finish it, he only shechs sim and echad, and then in the middle he doesn't finish. Whatever happens, he changes his mind, but he never gets to finish the avodah zarah. The whole avodah of avodah zarah. So still, the gemara darshins that he's chayim. So Rashi has a comment on this gemara. Rashi writes. The Rashi is about 15 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word in Rashi, the Nidrish Einami. Let's darshan also like this. Achas. The also Achas, what does it refer to? Shasa Avodah Shleim if you want Zibuach. He shechs the Behemah with the Shnei Simon. The Kona and the Vesh. Shechita Simon and Shnei Simon. Shechita Seifis is an Avsim and Echot. When you shech the Noif, so the Mishnah says in Chulin, if you shech either the Kona or the Vesh, it's sufficient. So maybe that's what it means over here. Achas would be kegon zibuach if he shechs the kohen and the veishes. Me'achas means like shem yishimin. V'asa me'achas kegon shochat simin echad l'avodas kechavim. That that will be enough to constitute an act of avodah zarah. That is chayiv kores b'meizin echatas b'shoigik. So Gita Moshel says, why is it enough simin echad? The ashkechon le'hechshe gabi chatas oif b'fnim. Aloshim. You have to pick on Chata Soif Bifnim. She said, Shchita Soif, it's Simen Echad. Somewhat in Loshen and Rashi. But granted, the Loshen of Rashi, the Ashkechan Lehechshe Gabi Chata Soif Bifnim, this is I looked in the back, nobody says, I don't know why. It's a direct quotation, word for word, from a Gemara in Chulin that's talking about something else. The Gemara Chulin is talking about Shchutei Chutz. Gemara is talking about Shchutei Chutz. So the Gemara has a machloikis, Rav Levi, I think, where the Yeshman and Shchit Mitchil Beatzof, Arein l'shchita elu l'vesof in the second parak in Chulin. So the Gemara says l'may nafkemina. What's an nafkemina? Where they say yesh l'shchita l'shchita l'vesof arein l'shchita elu l'vesof. The Gemara gives cases where there's going to be an nafkemina. So the Gemara says, what would you say regarding shchut echut? Let's say shochad. He has a behemah. You have to shecht all the korbanos in the azara. So let's say he has an animal that's standing in the azara. He shechts the kona. And then the animal walks out a little bit in the middle. A funny case, the animal walks out in the middle of the shechita. Shehiyah, yeah. So shehiyah haste if you're sure, could they lick my skula? You have
We're machmer in Yerida, even Shia b'miktsas, even Shia b'mashul, pasul the shechita. But these are chumers, agabi chumers. But mikra din, you have to have a significant pause of time in the middle, in between the shechitas, akana b'aveshit, enough time to shech the whole behind, but from the beginning to the end. So let's say half a minute. So shech the kana, and without a half a minute going by, the animal walks out chutz lazar, and then he shech the veshit. So what the chacham do? He shech the veshit chutz lazar, shchut the lazy is kai karis. And the shoygei, that's an achrei mois. Whoever does shchut the chutz kai karis, and whoever does shchut the chutz b'shoygei, is kai chata. It's nice like that. A shechet ba'amala ba'chutz is kai shtechatoi. One for shchut the chutz and one for mala. Makriv ba'chutz, makta ba'chutz. So what if he only shechted one sin in Bachutz? Would you say that that has to do with the Machloekis Rabba Levi, where the Ein Shechita Elam the Besof, Yesh and Shechit Mechila Batzah? Gemara says, no, everybody's maskim, and the Gemara has this Loshen. Shekei Matzinu, what is Rashi? I think that's the Loshen Agmar. That the Hechshek, Chata Soif Bifnim, all you need is Simen Echad. So therefore, even by Behemah, we need Shnei Simonin, Shechting Simen Echad by Korbanos, is considered a violation of Shchut Echutz. Even though you only shech the Simen Echad Bachutz, it's also called, even if it's the first Simen Bachutz, even if you all day in the Shchit Elul at the stop, and you only shech the first Simen Bachutz, the Shchit the Simen Echad Bachutz is enough to be a violation of Shchut Echutz. So he'll be chayiv koris, and maybe the Mele he'll be chayiv chatas b'shoik. So that's how Rashi interprets our Gemara. That when the Gemara says, achas, mei achas, it's like Shemi Shimon. So the power of by Avodah Zarah would be achas would be if he shech shnei simanim b'behema, and may achas would be if he shech simen echod. That's the Loshon Gemara, simen echod. And Rashi sounds like he says simen echod dafke. Simen echod means either the kana or the vesh. He shech the whole simen b'chutz. And Yeridei, we don't seem to pass him like this Rashi, because the simple reading there's another. That's the Gemara in Chulin around the Achavav or something, Chavzayin, by the sugi of Yeshem Meshchitim Chel Vatzot and Meshchit Ever Vatzot. Then later in the end of the second paragraph in Chulin is a different Gemara. The Gemara has a price, there's a Hechetitze, that a person has a triple header. He shechts Behema B'Shabbat B'chutz Labadazar, and all B'Shege. He didn't know that the Rabbi Shalom is not happy about Avodah Zarah, and he didn't know that Chil Shabbos, he didn't know that you're not allowed to shech for Shabbos, didn't know today Shabbos, and it was Shchut Echud, all three. So the Gemara says it's Chayv Tri Chatos. He only does one Maisa Shchita, Shechet Behemas Kot Shemachutz Avodah Zarah, B'Shabbos is Chayv Shalosh Chatos. So the Gemara says, Akasha, wait a minute, how can he be Chayv Shalosh Chatos? The Gemara asks Akasha, Mishishochot Papurto Asoro. When he shechts a mashahu into the behemah purta, and in Yeridei it says purta means in Yeridei hilchas avodah zarah. The beginning of Yeridei, the Shach tells you, the beginning of Yeridei they talk about hashechet avodah zarah, it's also b'achila b'anoa. So the Shach writes, look in the second chelik Yeridei in hilchas avodah zarah, where it says b'feirish in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to even shech both siman, you don't even have to shech siman echad. If you shech purta, that's the loshon Gemara. If you shechet b'purta asara. When you shech the mashu, a miktas, in even chatzi kana pogum is not a treifa, not a nevela, nothing. If you shech the first mashu of the kana, that's enough, even though it's not called shechita. And none of the psule shechita apply on the first half of the kana, but shechit l'avodah zarah it is. When a person shechs l'avodah zarah a mashu into the kana, he already makes it his turi hanor of the kruvus l'avodah zarah. A mashu, so then the more perfect akasha, the chishochet bapur to asorah. So how can you say that when he continues to shech, it's chayim shum shkut echutz, mechat echofa b'yalmahu. So it's not roi lovo pesach al moi, it's already tekruvus avodah zarah, so he can't be chayim shkut echutz. So the Gemara works out a hope shot. He doesn't want to make it into tekruvus until he finishes the whole shkut. Okay. But you see from that Gemara, the Feirish, that in order to become, it becomes tekruvus avodah zarah with a mashu. We have cases on this daf, on the previous daf. A meshtach v'lohor muta v'oivdo b'sayer. If somebody bows down to mechuber or to balichayim, so it does not become tekruvis, it does not become avodah zarah. It doesn't become avodah zarah, but he is chayiv nisa. You have a chitimtza where the gavre is chayiv nisa because of avodah zarah. But the thing that he did the Avaida to does not yet become the Kruvis, it does not yet become Nesabahno Miktam Avidizar. Is it possible to have the reverse? That the thing becomes the Kruvis, but the person is not Chai Mishumah Avidizar? So, like Sachnishtap and Sechel. How can it be that it became the Kruvis if he didn't do an act of Avidizar yet, if he didn't finish the act of Avidizar? So, if you're going to say the way Rashi sounds like he took the Gemara literally, Rashi on his daf. Achas is Shnei Simonim, and May Achas is Simon Echad, and Rashi says literally, Simon Echad. Shkeimatzinu b'shchitas kotshin, shchita l'avodizare, is bilti l'ashem levada. Rekin hakost of all the avodas that you do for the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Azara, you're not allowed to do any of them, all the avodas that you do for the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Azara, you're not permitted to do for avodizare. So one of the avodas that you do in the Azara, shchita soifas is Simon Echad. Malika soifas is Simon Echad. But since the Menechot is Lashem, so if you shef the Menechot Lavei Dezore, the Menechot is also Chai. That's how we interpret Achas Me'achas, Sim Menechot. So you mean that you need literally a Sim Menechot to be Chai Mishum? You need Sim Menechot to be Chai Mishum Lavei Dezore, to be Chai Mishum. The Gemara Sam Mishocha Chapur to Asor becomes Tekrubis before you even finished the Sim Menechot, before you even began the Sim Menechot. You shef the beginning of the Kana, which al pidin is nothing with nothing. Up until Chatikana Kovim is not called the shkita at all. If you cut the windpipe, the kana is the windpipe. So the Gemara says if you have an animal running around and it has a hole in the windpipe, up until a point of, up until and including Chatikana, half of the kana is nishkin treifa garnish, if a goy shech, the first half of the kana, the first third of the kana, the first 4/9 of the kana, up until and including Chatzika, exactly. It's hard to tell a Chatzika exactly, but theoretically, up until Chatzika, a problem is okay. There's no psula shkita because nothing happened. The act of shkita only begins after the Chatzika, a problem. But nonetheless, the Gemara said, Mishacha papurto asara. If you shek the beginning of the kana, it already becomes the kruvas of the zara. So how can it be that Rashi is a pella? The Rashi says, in order for the person to be oivir of the zara, to be chayv nisa, he has to shek kolas in it. And in order that it should become the Kruvis, it becomes the Kruvis before he did an act of Avodah Zarah. So I tell Adigazach, I looked in the back, I didn't see anybody yesterday. So I tell Adigazach, I don't know. Shulchan Aruch, we assume that you don't need the whole Siman effort, not like this Rashi. This Lashon that Rashi has, that's the Gemara says that the Negev to Shchut Echut. But the Gemara doesn't really say the Negev to Shechet Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara wants to darshan the whole Drosha. Achaz me Achaz goes on Siman Echot. That a mikzah. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Rambam writes in B'negiah to Hishtach Avoya, where do we have a din of Hishtach Avoya? We have a din by Bikurim, Hishtach Avisil of Ne'ashem Alakecho, and the Dun Legoyim writes there that is Lav Davki Bikurim, means whoever enters the Azorah. Kolan Nifnasim La Azorah are not permitted to leave without doing an act of Hishtach Avoya. You have to do ishtachvoy to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then there's a din, even maskis lo sitim the artzachem, the ishtachvoy salah, chutz lo deis amigdush, chutz lo azara. You're not permitted to do ishtachvoy, I don't have maskis. What's the definition of ishtachvoy? What's the definition of ishtachvoy? So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, then it means pishit yodai, veraglaim. There's kido, and there's kriya, and there's the ishtachvoy. So kido, I think the Rambam says, the person is standing erect, and he bows, and he leans over. Then kriya means he kneels on the floor. But from his knees up, he's standing erect. And ishtachvoy means he kneels on the floor, and then he does pishadai raglan, he lays down all the way. So the din is that in Beis HaMikdash, kol ha-nechnasim la-azara, whoever enters the azara is supposed to fulfill that pasuk that says by Bikurim, ishtach ha-visa lefnei Hashem al-kech, he's supposed to do ishtachvoy, the pishadai raglan. When the Kengodl says the Shem on Tvarish, you have to do, everybody should do Kol HaMohim, Vazor HaKom Shtachim Modim, and Ophim Alpinen, you do Pishadayim Raglayim. And the prohibition of Evan Maskis to sit in the Artsem, the Shtachos, is Pishadayim Raglayim, the Rambam writes. There's one place that the Rambam writes, the Shtachvoya, and he says, if you just do Kidu, you're very chayim. He says, by Mishtachva Lavoy Dezore, even if he just leans over. Shaloi Kedarka, not that it's whatever, Kedarka is Kedarka. Whatever the Mishagas is, if he does the Avodah Kedarka, so he's Chayv Nisa, whatever they define as Avodah Kedarka. We're talking about Avodah Shalor Kedarka. So the Mishnah learns that from the Pesukim that Dibu Akita Nisa Chishtachva, these are the Dalar Avodahs that Chayv Nisa Shalor Kedarka. So you can't say, well, how do they define it? They don't define it. They don't hold from these Dalar Avodahs. We have to define it. So the definition of Mishtachor should be like in Kolotar Kulut, Pishnah and Raglai. So the Rambam writes in Ilchus Avodah Zarah, no. He writes, Mishayichbash Panat Bekarka, he's chaymis, he just bows over, he leans over a little bit, he's very haitochit. That's not the full Shir Mishtachor. So remember when we were learning this Gemara, I think I remember the Rav Soloveitchik commented, maybe the Rambam got it from this Gemara, that the Gemara says, Achas Ne Achas, just like by Hilchus Shabbos, this is in Shem Mishimim. There's also a din of achas meyachas. That even if he doesn't shech shnei siman, he shech siman echor, a miktzas of the avodas ha'ashtito, so you also chay. So miktzas, so Rashi said, what's the shver of Rashi? I don't know. But Rashi said, what's the definition of a miktzas siman echor? Why a pezong echap siman echor? The Gemara in Kulin sounds like it says, mishochet bapurta, mashahu. Even the first mashahu of the kona also is an act of avodah zarah. I don't know, but Rashi says over here, I'll be the Gemara like Shem Nishimin. Shem Nishimin has to be Shtei Oisiyas. Not Shin Nishimin, it has to be Shem Nishimin. So here also has to be Simen Echad, Shkeim Utsina Kayetzibo, that sometimes Simen Echad has to be. So the Rambam writes, Wadinami Kido is a Niktos of Ishtachvoy. So by Avodah Zarah, there's a din, Achas Me Achas, by Ishtachvoy, by Migdosh, you have to have Pishadayim Raglayim. By the Easter of Evan Mask is most of the merits from the Shtachma Sola, it's only a violation if you do Pishadayim Raglayim. But when you get to Avodah Zarah, even if you just do a Miktsas of Shtachma, what says a Miktsas? Kido, Mimkarmis Acherim, and other areas of Halacha, Kido does play a role. The Gemara says Kido is this, and Kriya is this, and Shtachvoya is that. You see that Shtachvoya is a combination of Kido. Kido, I think he has his face parallel to the floor, and Kriya has his knees on the floor. So if he has both his knees on the floor and his face parallel to the floor, that's Pishadayim Raglayim. So Ishtachvoy is a combination of Kida with Kriya. So it's like Kana Nevesha. The Shchita is a combination of two acts of Shchita's Kana, Shchita's Vesha. So if you do one without the other, that's like a Shem Mishimin. That's Achas Meyachas. So the Rambam held that just like the Gemara says over here, that if you Shech Simin Echad Labir Zorah, Yechayv Nisa, so Hu Adinami, if you do a Miktas of Ishtachvoy, it's also Chayv Nisa. Perhaps this is the marker. The problem is that Lamaskana, the Gemara rejects the whole drasha. The Gemara says, no, that the drasha doesn't work out. It only works out by Shabbos. Achas meyachas, heina meheina, achas sheheina, heina sheachas. The Gemara says, the ganze drasha only works out by Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara says, the last line, and by Avodah Zarah it doesn't work, and Misulai Nidi, Pratik, the drasha doesn't work by Avodah Zarah, so by process of elimination only works by Shabbos. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So how did the Rambam know his din of Ishtachvoy? And how did the Gemara know the din that the Chishochat Bapurto Asor? I don't know. That I seem to remember Rav Soloveitchik suggested, at least that to have a main point, that maybe this would be the marker for the Rambam. Then the Gemara suggests, what would be that Achas Meachas, what would be Heina Meheina? So the Gemara says, maybe Heina are the Ovis. What are the, like by Hilchus Shabbos, Heina Mehena, Heina is the Ovis, and Mehena are the Tovis. So what do you have Ovis and Tovis for Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says, the Ovis are Zibuach Kito Nisach Ishtachvoy, the four major acts of Avodah Zarah that are mentioned by the Mishnah based on the Psukim. And the Mehena are the Tovis. What is that? Not exactly the same as the Yav. The Yav is what you do in the Beis HaMikdash Shech Korbanos. And the Tolda is, it's not exactly a carbon. If this Avodah Zarah, the practice is, they worship this Avodah Zarah with a makel. What do they do? Let's say they twirl a makel in front of him or something. So he takes a makel, and instead of twirling it, he breaks it. So breaking the makel is parallel to breaking the neck of the animal. So that's a Tolda of Sheikhe. If it would have been Avodah Zarah Kedarka, that's the way they worship this Avodah Zarah, by breaking the makel. Avodah Zarah Kedarka, so you don't need any drushes. It's not the Torah's Tolda. But we're talking a case where the Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a makel, but not by Shiber makel. So he personally decides he wants to be Meshaber makel. So Shiber makel is a told of breaking the neck of the animal. So a told of Ziguach. So Ziguach is the Av, and Shiber makel is the told. So he'd be Chayev Misa, even though it's not Darka Bekach to do Shiber makel. It's Darka La'ovdo the makel, but it's not Darka L'Shaber is a makel. So the Gemara says at this point that would constitute Avodah Zarah, Shaloi Kedarki, would be Chayiv Nisa. But then the Gemara comes to the maskana that the whole drasha doesn't work out, so they scrap it. So it comes out the drasha only applies to Malecha Shabbos, but it's takatram. The pasuk doesn't go Malecha, the pasuk does bechlal on Chatos. There's another problem. Rather, the same issue repeats itself on Amud Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis has another version of what happened. What was happening was, but we started this a few weeks ago. The Gemara has, take a look again at Samach Beis Amud Aleph, just to go back to the beginning. Five lines from the top. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kameh de Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Zakkai was an Amora who lived in the days of Rabbi Yechanan. He had smicha. Rabbi, all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha. That's why they called Rabbi. So Rabbi Zakkai recited a brayse in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan didn't like it. So Amalei, so he made a comment, Puk Tani Lebruach. Yeah, throw it out. Throw out your brayse. Tell it to the other people. I don't accept it. So one version of what way. The story is that somebody recited a brayse in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan, which he didn't like. And he said, it's not correct as a Tosafot. So on Amud Aleph, the version is that he said, this brayse is about the doing, whether there's chiluk malachas l'avodah zarah. We know there's chiluk malachas in Shabbos, what do you say by avodah zarah? So it comes out, it's a machlokes hamarayim, and it's a machlokes hatanayim, how you darshan the psukim. Fine. So now on Amud Beis, the Gemara has on the last line, on Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, the Talmud Bavli was written in Bavli. So how did they know what Rabbi Yechanan said, what they had Ruach HaKodesh? So from time to time, some Talmud would travel from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli and tell him over what Rabbi Yechanan had said. So every so often they would have another version of what Rabbi Yechanan said of them, another voice in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So that's what happened here. And the last line, he also Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Omar, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli, he said, Hochi Tane Kamei. No, it's a different brayse. Rabbi Zakkai decided a different brayse that Rabbi Yechanan was not happy with, and he told him, Puk Tani Lebro. What would the brayse say? Chaimah, the brayse makes a contrast between Shabbos. You talk about Chatos. Who is Chayav HaChatos B'Shoigeg? Whoever violates an Avera, which if he would have done it, amazing, he would have been Chayav Koreis. So if you violate the Avera B'Shoigeg, you're Chayav Chatos. So that's a general klal. And the Lama Gav Krisis Amuris Batur. There are 36 cases where there's lots to discuss the Chayav Chatos. And nonetheless, it's Shabbos as opposed to the other. Chilul Shabbos B'Shoigeg has its unique halachas, Bein Lahakol, Bein Lahakol. So that's what this brayse says. Chayim B'Shabbos Mi'B'Shar Mitzvahs. On the one hand, you have Chumis and Malacha Shabbos that you chayiv Mor Chatoes and then Kolot Arkul. You wouldn't be chayiv. And Farkeh, you have Kulis. Chayim B'Shar Mitzvahs Mi'B'Shar. So what is this? What is this? So this is the other version. This is the brayse that Rabbi Zakkai recited. Rabbi Yechanan said, Puk Tani Lebro, it's not correct. The Gemara is going to have a whole Amud Gemara to explain why he didn't like it. So what did the brayse say? Chayim B'Shabbos, what's the Chumah? Sheha Shabbos, also Shtayim Be'Elam Echod, Chayim B'Kolachas V'Yachas. If he does two Malachas Be'Elam Echod, it's Chayim Tuchatos, Masheni Kei Mishar, Mitzvahs. And Kolotar Kulo, he's not. So the Gemara says, what do you mean he's not? What's the Degaton? Did he do two different malachas, let's say, kotzer and kosev? He did kotzer and kosev. So he's chayv tuchatos. And in kolot harukul, if he eats chelet and he eats dam, he's chayv tuchatos also. He does two different things. Just like if he does two av malachas, he's chayv tuchatos. So if he does two different averis, he does shchut echut, and he does averis zor b'shay. So he's chayv tuchatos for that also. So the Gemara is not sure exactly... LMI, what he repeated, the same thing, let's say, he ate two kizesim of chelev behelem echad. So two kizesim of chelev behelem echad, you only chayv one chatos. And if he does kotzer, the kotzer behelem echad is also only chayv achas. What is the contrast that the brayse is drawing over here? That chayme b'shabbos and b'sham mitzvahs, she b'shabbos also shtayim behelem echad, chayv al kolachas v'yachas, v'asheni kem b'sham mitzvahs, chayv shtayim, so the Gemara is not sure about the cases. That's what the Gemara says. V'hayna domale, here, 15 lines down. V'hayna domale, that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Puk tani lebrua. And it must be a misprint. It's a tos sefer. It's a don't repeat that brayse anymore. So the Gemara says, What's so bit? Maybe pshat in the brayse is, like we said in Amud Aleph. Maybe it goes, umay, kusho, Craig the Gemara. That's 13 lines from the top. 13, 15 lines from the top. Umay, kusha. Why did Rabbi Yechanan be so? Why was he so hasty to say throw out the brayse? Dilma liyadam ein malach davat zero tchina. Maybe he did two totally different malaches. Be'elam echod is chayv shtayim. I said Masheni came b'shar mitzvahs, but if he eats chelav adam be'elam echod, he's also chayv shtayim. So the Gemara says, maybe what he means is he did two forms of Avodah Zarah. He did Zibuach Kito Nisach Ishtachvoya, and it goes with the Shita that we said before, that if you do many different Avodahs, Rani Chai Vachas. That was a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Machlokes HaMarot. So maybe this Tana holds with the Shita that there's no Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. There's only Chilik Malachas L'Shav, there's no Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. If the fellow eats Chalim and he eats Dam, or let's say Chleis, he eats Chomitz with Pesach and he eats Yom Kippur, it's Shnei Shemus and Gansan unrelated. But if he worships Avodah Zarah, it's all Isan Avodah Zarah. It's all a repeat of the same Isan Avodah Zarah. But he did Diguach Kita Nisach Ishtachvoya. So that's a shaila whether you say Yesh Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah, just like Yesh Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos. There ain't Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. So that was a Machlokes HaTanoim. So that's what the Gemara asks. Well, my kusha, why did Rabbi Yechonin get so excited that he said Puktani Lebro Dilvah Elamei Malach Dabak Tzira Tchina, two different Malachas? Now, Sheni Kei Mishar Mitzvah doesn't mean Kol HaTorah Kula. It means that there's no Chilik Malachas L'Avodah Zarah. Aston L'Avodah Zarah Kidei Rabbami Dor Rabbami Zibuch Kidei Nisach Chishtava Be'Alamech Nei Nechay Be'Alachas. So the Gemara says, no, that would not be bad. If that would be pshat in the reisha, that would be okay. But the sefer of the Braisa can't continue. The Braisa that we have on top over here draws a contrast. That Yechaya from the Lamed of Krisus Amuris Batoroi, that if you violate the Avera B'Mezid, Yechaya Koris, and if you violate the Shogin, Yechaya Chatos, so we divide them into two categories. One is Malacha Shabbos, and one is Kol HaTorah Kula, and there are differences between Lahok and Lahakma. So sometimes Shabbos is Mohammed, and the other is Chayv Shtayim, and the other is Chayv Achas. And sometimes, Chaymer, what's the other one? Chaymer B'Shar Mitzvah is here, the fifth line from the top. What's the Sefer of the Braisa? Chaymer B'Shar Mitzvah, what Chumah do you have by Shar Mitzvah and Shabbos and Kula? B'Shar Mitzvah, Shagag B'Lay Miskabin, Chayiv, Ma'asheni came B'Shabbos, that you potter. What does it mean? B'shar mitzvah shogag b'loy miskavein is chayiv, and in Shabbos yipota. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, maybe the ratio of the price is not so big. Maybe Rabbi Yechonin didn't throw it out because of the ratio. If he just had chayiv b'Shabbos and b'shar mitzvah, he can interpret shar mitzvah means avodah zarah, and there's no chilek malachas avodah zarah. But the sefer is not going to work yet. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Loi mesukma loi b'avodas kechavim." Rabbi Yechonin said, "Kuktani libra," because the brayser cannot be interpreted as referring to avodas zarah. Mishum diktani sefer chaimer b'shamitzus shogeg loi miskavin chayiv. Mashena came the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean shogeg loi miskavin? What does it mean? He didn't. He walked in. He thought there was a shul, and then it turned out that it was a church." Someone screamed out, they're worshipping Avodah Zarah in Hebrew. So they said, Baruch Hu. He thought they said, Baruch Hashem Hashem Avar. He thought they're davening Myra. And the Bible, they said, Abroch is a Yoizel. So he bows down with everybody else. It comes out that he bowed down to Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, no, if he didn't realize that it's Avodah Zarah, it's Libal HaShamayim. So the Mamish no Avayim. That's Legamei no Avayim. So what could the case be? What's the case? He didn't realize that it's prohibited to worship Avodah Zarah. So then you are chayiv. So then you are chayiv. So what does it say? So what does it say? Shogag. Shogag b'loy miskavin chayiv. Masheni came to Shabbos that you potter. What did he didn't realize that it was Shabbos? So why is he potter? He is chayiv one chato, so he's chayiv many chato. Sometimes he'll be chayiv many chato, sometimes chayiv one chato. How can it be that on Shabbos he's not chayiv? A person does malach on Shabbos, b'shogig, he is chayiv chato. So the Gemara says, the sefer of the Braisa doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yechonin got excited and said, "Kuktani lebro." The reisha is not so bad. The reisha he could disciple the interpretation that he gave. Chaimer b'Shabbos and b'Shar Mitzvah. Shar Mitzvah means Avodah Zarah. That there's chiluk malachas l'Shabbos. There's not chiluk malachas l'Avodah Zarah. But he got excited. He said, "Kuktani lebro," because the sefer just doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara finally says later on the daf, maybe you should interpret this. The ratio is not there. The ratio we already have a pshat. That drawing a contrast between Malach HaShabbos and Malach HaSlavah Zarah. Maybe the Sefer is saying over the word that Shmuel said. Shmuel has it in towards the bottom of the daf. It's only has seven lines from the bottom. Omar Shmuel, Misasik B'Chalam Aras Chavsh Kemene, and Misasik B'Shabbos Potom Malach HaSmachsheh B'Sos V'Tur. Let's say a person does a Malach on Shabbos, he has no, let's say a person carries on Shabbos. The person carries in the Rishus HaRabim. A Malach HaDeraisa carries on Shabbos. Chayv Chatos. But that's only if he knew that he was carrying something. He didn't know today was Shabbos, so he didn't know that it's forbidden to carry on Shabbos. What if it turns out that he had a dollar in his pocket, he had a handkerchief in his pocket, didn't even know he had anything in his pocket? So that's not called. It says the Morgan Avram points out from the Gemara. The Gemara many places says, if he didn't even realize that he was carrying something, that's not called shegging. Shegging means he knows he's carrying, but he didn't know that it's forbidden to carry. He didn't realize that today's Shabbos. His watch was too slow. His watch was too fast. He thought it was already Yom Shabbos, and it's still Shabbos. But what if he didn't even realize that he was carrying? That's called nesatik. So then there's no chiyuv chatos. So Shmuel formulates this din. He says nesatik b'Shabbos potter because malachas machshavos is needed. It's a lack of malachas machshavos. What if a person goes to a kosher restaurant and eats a fleshy meal, and after he thought everything was kosher under supervision, then after he finishes eating, the waiter runs out and he tells him, sorry, we made a mistake. The steak that we gave you was full of chaylev, so yet chaylev b'shoyge, and the soda that we thought was an interesting new flavor was really dam. They put ice cubes in the dam, and they served it on the table. Mamish dam that you had korsan. So the Gemara says, it's mamish misasik. He didn't. Shaggy would be, he's drinking dam, he's eating chaylev, but he didn't realize that it's prohibited. But if he doesn't even realize that it's chaylev and dam, that's not misasik. So I should have said that nesasik is not even chayv chatos. So Shmuel says wrong. Nesasik b'halovim u'barayis. Let's say a man goes to sleep one night, it's dark in the house, and he goes into the bed, and he thought that was his wife, and it turns out that was an eshes ish. Turns out that it was his sister. So he violated gili arayis b'shoygeg or b'nesasik. No, it's nesasik. He thought it was his wife. That's mamish nesasik. Shaking would be, he knows it's someone else's wife, and he was absent when they thought Loisina. He never heard of that din Loisina. He thought that it's Amidus Chasidus. He didn't realize that it's an Easter. But that would be shaking. But if he thought it was his own wife, that's not Mamish Nesasik. So Shmuel says it doesn't matter. The din is that Nesasik is Chayev Chatos Mahalovim Uba Arayis. So the Gemara says, what's so bad? The Reisha, the Brisa makes sense, and the Seder makes sense. The Reisha, the Brisa says, Chaimah b'Shabbos and b'Shan Mitzvahs means that Shabbos is Mohammed and Abba Dizare, that there's Chiluk Malachas in the Shabbos, and there's not Chiluk Malachas in Abba Dizare. And the Sefer that says, Chaimah b'Shan Mitzvahs and b'Shabbos means the contrast between Chalov and Barayis and Shabbos, that Nesasik b'Chalov and Rais, he didn't even realize that this is Chiluk. He didn't realize that it was Dab. He didn't realize that it was an Ishish Ish. He thought it was Ishto. So Mamish Mesasik Bahalam Raz Chayit Shekein Ne'ena. Hashem came to Shabbos, Mesasik is Potter, because Malach is Machshev is Asatur. So why did Rabbi Yechon and Sheik Puk Tani Lebroa? The Brisa is perfect. What did he get so excited about? So Gemara says, no, but there's no symmetry. The first half of the Brisa is drawing a contrast between Shabbos versus Avodah Zarah. The second half of the Brisa is drawing a contrast between Chalov Marais and Shabbos. And with the same Russian, Chaimah b'Shabbos b'Shan Mitzvahs, Chaimah b'Shan Mitzvahs b'Shan. How can you interpret like that? It's not symmetrical. So the other Amoraim are not so upset about that. What's this Shlech? The first half of the price is contrasting Avodah Zarah with Shabbos, and the second half is contrasting Chalom Arayis with Shabbos. But Rabbi Yechon Litaimei, the Gemara has on 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. There's a famous Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid, a Shver Mishnah in the end of HaMafkid, and Rabbi Yechon couldn't figure out what's going on. And he says, Ashver and Mishnah. Half of the Mishnah is, I think, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. I forgot already. Rashi quotes. Half is Rabbi Akiva and half is Rabbi Shmuel. And he was very upset. How can you have the Reisha, Aliba, the Chatan, and the Seif, Aliba, the Chatan? If you have one Mishnah, it has to blend in together. Like over here, you have one Brisa. It has to have the same contrast. You can't have the Reisha is contrasting Avodah Zarah with Shabbos, and the Seif is contrasting Chalav Arayis with Shabbos. Has to fit in together. So that's where Rabbi Yechonah made a statement. Man and the Targum Lechavis, the Mishnah talks about a ganat who stole the Chavis and he put it back, and he didn't notify the Balabas when he was putting it back. So that's good enough to be considered Hashavas Agneva. The ganat is Chai Dionz until he does the Hashavas. So what if he does the Hashavas Ve'eshavas Agzeva? He does the Hashavas Agneva, but he never notified the Balabas that he did a Hashava. Is that considered a Hashavas Agzeva and he's no longer Chai Dionz? And they say, no! It's not a Hashava. If he didn't notify, there's no Yediyas Balabas, it's not called Hashava, and it remains Chai Biyans until the end. So there's a steer between the Reisha and the Sefer there. So Rabbi Yechanan was upset, and he said, whoever will interpret the Mishnah Chavis Aliba, the Chatan of the Reisha with the Sefer, I will be so indebted to him. Moivilna Monei Basrei Lebei Masusa. I will serve him like an Eved. That an Eved Kanaini has to serve his master. He has to bring his underwear and his towel to the bathhouse. When the Adam wants to take a bath, he has to carry the Godin and his Kalim, Basrei Levei Masus, he has to carry the Kalim after him. And the Seder HaDoiris, he quotes, he interprets on this Gemara, the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Tefillin quotes Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yechanan was a big mefunik, and kemat all year long he didn't wear Tefillin Shal Rosh. He was able to wear Tefillin Shal Yah, but Tefillin Shal Rosh he couldn't wear. In the summertime he was afraid he was going to get a sunstroke. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. In the wintertime he was afraid he'll catch pneumonia. So he always had his head covered, and he rarely ever uncovered his head. So he never wore Tefillin Shal Rosh. All year long, they state that they basically quote such a Risham. So then the Seder HaDoiris is a big copy. So he quotes this, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Kol Malach HaShe'evet Oso L'Rabbi, Talmud Oso L'Rabbi. The Talmud is Meshuvah to do for the Rebbe like an Eved does for the Rebbe. So the Gemara says, really? Kol Malach HaShe'evet Oso L'Rabbi, Talmud Oso L'Rabbi? So the Talmud is Mechiv to go carry, to wash the toilet bowl, and to wash the floor, and to carry the Rebbe's Kalim to the Beit HaMerchatz after him, Mamash like an Eved. Like in Eved Knaini, so the Gemara says it depends. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin and everybody sees that he's Ayid, it's not chashas to think that he's an Eved Knaini, then his mamash mechuyev to do the malachas like an Eved Knaini. But if he's not wearing tefillin, and there's a possibility, as Mevet Meinen, that he's an Eved Knaini, then he's not allowed to, you're not allowed to do anything, you're not allowed to kare lachavera Eved, is Oivan and Yisa, and if you cause yourself, if you cause a chashod on yourself, that people will think that you're an Eved Knaini is also like Karel HaVer Eved. You're not allowed to do that. That's a violation of the Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. I remember the Rav said, what's the Yisrael? He said, the Kiddashto. In the beginning of Parsha Samar, it said, the Kiddashto, you have to be Mechabed the Kohanim. So he thought that that's the Din Deraisa. You have to observe, you have to maintain the Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael. You have to see to it that it shouldn't be forgotten. Who's a Kohen, who's a Levi, who's a Yisrael. That's why he introduced, he said, there's so many children from non-observant parents who go to yeshivas a lot of times. They don't even know what it is, a kohen, a lady. So he used to insist in his school in Maimonides in Boston that those who were kohanim or levim should sign their names, Eliezer HaKohen, whatever. They should remember that they're kohanim. They should discover that they're kohanim. Now, most of the kids who go to yeshivas are religious. They don't know whether they're kohanim or levim. But at that time, there were many children who came from non-observant homes who didn't know what it was all about. So he used to insist, because of the Kiddashto, you have to maintain the Yuchsin. So this is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak. If the Yevid, if the Talmud is wearing tefillin, and everybody will know that he's a Yid, because the Minig was, even though, Tosis writes in Gitna, Daf Mem, even though the women in Eved Knaini volunteered to do mitzvah ses shazman drama, but the Eved never volunteered to wear tefillin. So the Gemara says, Eved she'iniach la rabba tefillin, that's the Gemara gives the Yotza l'cheres. If the rabbi gave the Eved a pair of tefillin to put on his shul one day, and then the Eved claims the next day, the Rebbe was meshachar him, the haraya, that he gave me a pair of tefillin. So the Gemara says that it's a good raya, because that was absolutely abnormal. They never used to give tefillin to the Eved to wear. They would have the Eved eating the sukkah, they would have the Eved shake a lulav. They would wear a talus, okay, but tefillin, apparently they never did. That was not at all a common practice. So that's what the Gemara says. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin, and everybody will know it's a dead giveaway that he's not an Eved Knaini, obviously he's a Yi, either he's an Eved Ivri, or he's a Talmud of the Rebbe. So then he can wash the floor, he can carry the Kalim to the Beis HaMerchatz. But if the Talmud is not wearing tefillin, and somebody may think that he's an Eved Knaini, so not only Akara L'Haver Eved is Loike, the Gemara says, he said to give Malkus, the one who causes a Hashad on himself that he's an Eved is also Ivri and Issa. So then the Gemara says, the Talmud is not permitted to carry the Kalim of his Rebbe to the Beis HaMerchatz, if he's not wearing tefillin, because people will think that he's an Eved Knaini. So Rabbi Yechanan says, I don't care. That's how the Seder HaDoiris says, I don't care. If somebody will farem for the Mishnah, I'll be so indebted. I never wear tefillin. He was a mefunik. He never wore tefillin. Summer, winter, he hardly ever said, I'll be so indebted. I'll carry the kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz. I don't care if they'll think I'm an Eved Knaini. I'll be so grateful. If someone will fire for the Mishnah, I'll do what the halacha says you're not allowed to do. Anyway, but the Gemara quotes it over here just to say, Rabbi Yechanan didn't like the Braisa, because there's no parallel between the Reisha and the Seif of the Braisa. Right. That was Tosis Kasha. Right? And Samach Alvan Beis. Tosis says the Kasha on the top. How can it be? If they threaten to kill him unless he worships Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't accept it, believe it. So they ask, why is there a din of Yehorg Val Yavar? So that's what Taisa says, nonetheless. Even though there's clearly no din of Yehorg Val Yavar, even though there's no violation of Avodah Zarah, if he's not the Kabbal Beloha, but nonetheless, the din is Yehorg Val Yavar, because the Nochri, the perception of the Nochri is that he got the Jew to worship Avodah Zarah. So, even though it's a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, real Avodah Zarah it isn't, it's only a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah. So nonetheless, this is such a serious Marisayan of Avodah Zarah. So they say Yehorg Val Yavar, just like Avizrahu of Avodah Zarah. There is, we mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, there is a Machlokes HaRishonim where they say Yehorg Val Yavar and Avizrahu of Avodah Zarah. But this Avizrahu of Avodah Zarah, this is real close to the actual Avodah Zarah. The Nachri thinks that he succeeded in getting the need to worship Avodah Zarah. Got him to bow down, he holds the gun. Gets him to bow down in front of the Getchkin. So he thinks that he just succeeded in doing something marvelous. He doesn't know the Talmud Bavli says, V'loi klumu. Eloi V'loi klumu. The Nochri thinks that he got me to worship Avodah Zarah. So such a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, that's a real Avodah Zarah. That everybody holds the Yehorg Val Yavar. But let's say I'm running away from the Nazis, and the only way to save my life is to go across the river. And the only way to go across the river, I need some wood to float on. I can't swim. So I chop down an Asherah tree, and I float across the river. Now Sheir is also Bano, so that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether that form of Avizrahu of Avodah Zarah, that's an Issa that's related to Avodah Zarah, but it's not as closely related as this one is. And this one, Taka, you're right, that's what I said, you're right. There's no act, strictly speaking, al pi halacha, there's no violation of Avodah Zarah. La plumhi. But it's a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, so the Marisayan of Avodah Zarah is enough to make that it should be Yehorig Val Yav. So this Gemara, that's what I mentioned before, this Gemara is a famous discussion Daf Yutes that learns that the Tana learns that the din of Misasik is not Chayv Chatas from a Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Oho Delot Chatos HaShachota Bo, so Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah Darshan Shachota Bo Prat from Misasik. He's only Chayv Chatas if he comes to the realization that he did an Aveira, that at the time that he was violating the Avera, he was aware of what he was doing. He wasn't aware that he was doing an Avera. He didn't realize that it was an Avera, but he was aware of the fact that he was carrying on Shabbos. But if he wasn't even aware that he had anything in his pocket, Ashachot Avo, Prat L'Masatik, there wasn't a Yediyah Samayis. Let's say he opens the door to walk into the house, and all of a sudden the lights go on. He's on the mind father, when you open the door, the lights go on. So that's Mamish Misatik. He didn't realize that opening the door causes the light to go on. So he's not in a Chayv Chatas. That's not called Chilul Shabbos B'Shege. That's called Misatik. So the Mishnah quotes the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, who learned it up from a Pasuk in Vayikra in this same chapter, Dalit. Ashachat Avot, Prat L'Misatik. And then Shmuel, Mach Shabbos Bazich. Shmuel comes and makes a different rush, Malachas Mach Shabbos, Prat L'Misatik. What's going on? Where did that come from? Malachas Mach Shabbos, Prat L'Misatik. What's wrong with what it says in the Mishnah? Ashachot Avot Prat L'Misasik. The Pashto says Ashachot Avot is a miyut in Kol HaTerakula. And in Kol HaTerakula you're not Chayv Chatas. And Shmuel made it as if it's only restricted, only on Melech HaShabbos. That's Taisus Kasha. So the Taisus has a famous teretz. There's one Kasha. Then Taisus has another Kasha. The first kasha is, what do you need Shmuel's drasha from his pasuk? The Tana Rabbi Shua learned it out in the Mishnah from a different pasuk. What do you need a duplication? Two psukim to tell you the same thing. Then there's a stira min ayubei within Shmuel. Shmuel says, Misasik b'shabes pato malachas machshevis asutar. Now there are many halachas that are derived from that phrase, malachas machshevis. And if you do malacha kelacha yad, it's only the rabban. If you do malacha b'mekalkal, it's only the rabban. Many other halachas, malachas machshevis asutar, sometimes lahokel, sometimes lahachmer, that hilchas Shabbos is different. So Shmuel rewrites the whole institution of misasik potter the Shabbos because malachas machshevis asutar. So it's only a din in hilchas Shabbos. It doesn't apply in kol tarkula. So when Shmuel has the other here, misasik b'chalom arayis chayv shekein nehene. What does he need in the sinas tam? What does he have to give an explanation? Shekein nehene. So let's talk. Misasik b'chol tarkula chayv because there's no lack of malachas machshevis. Malach Machshevis is only a Shabbos that could do. Whatever dinim are derived from Malach Machshevis do not apply in Kol HaTerakula. So there's a stira minei bay within the memory, the two halves of the memory of Shmuel. On the one hand, he says, Mesasik Bachalov, Marais Chayv Shikain, and it's special. Ayyotzim min HaKlal. The Klal is Mesasik is always Potter. Mesasik Bachalov, Marais, Bagili Arais, and Macholas Hasur Shikain, and the Yichai. Vice says Mesasik, and Kolotar Kula is Potter. And then he says, Mesasik by Shabbos is Potter because Malachas Machshev. Was the Dafa Omkumitsa Potter Malachas Machshev? He's Mashma that Mesasik and Kolotar Kula is Potter. These are the two kashas that are bothering the Tais. So Tais is all over and Shaz gives the same answer. And people are so used to it, it's an interesting thing, people are so used to the Tais is terrorists all over Shaz, no one even realized that the Rambam doesn't hold from the whole thing. There's the Ni'iri on his daf. The Ni'iri disagrees. The Ni'iri says that Shmuel's din is that Mesasik is only Potter and Shabbos. And Kolotar Kula Mesasik is Chayim. Because it's only based on the Lech Masheves. But he says, Mesach B'chalom Arayis Chayv Shikain Nehne. What does he need the reason? It's Lav Dafki, you don't need any reason. Mesach is only part of the Shabbos period. That's a Peladik and Miri, a lot of Shmeri Miri. But this Miri is a direct quotation from the Rambam. Nobody realized that Pelad, the Rambam and the Tirish on the Shnayis and Krisis and the Mishnah and Daf Yutes writes it explicitly. And the Rambam and the Yad HaChazok and Hilchos Shogos writes it explicitly. Somewhat the Zachar, Blazer Shach, the Goyen HaGodol, Rabbi Lezer Shach, the Rashi Shiva from all the Rashi Shivas, writes in a sefer, he couldn't believe it. One of the Bachan, who's now a big Rashi Shiva himself, Rabbi Shmuel Deutsch, used to be Rabbi Gerelich's son-in-law. So he writes, my Talmud Shmuel Deutsch pointed out to me, it's Anof in a Rambam. And he says he's right. He didn't realize it. The Rambam is the famous that Shmuel says, Mesasik is only Potter and Shabbos and Kolotar Kula Sky. Period. That's the Rambam sheet. But we're so used to thinking Natsa because Taisus all over Shas writes Natsa. So as many times as people read the Rambam, they never noticed that the Rambam is Beferish Natsa. So Taisus gives a whole binyan. Taisus has a whole mahala. It runs like this. There are two psukim, so the Tzvei Dinim, the Tzvei Halacha. So there's one din Mesasik, Ashachata Bo, Pratla Mesasik. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, it's not talking about Shabbos, it's talking Kala Tarakulo. Nefesh Tistechto V'yosam Yachas Nikol Mitzvah Hashem Shalos Yatsen V'yosam Yachas Nehenu Odo Lav Chatas Shchata, but that doesn't say Shabbos, it's talking Kala Tarakulo. So Ashachata Bo Prat L'Mesasik is a din in Kala Tarakulo. But Mesasik in Kala Tarakulo means let's say Shchut Echut. A Shechit works in a slaughterhouse in Omaha, Nebraska, I don't know, New Jersey, whatever, and he knows that this is a B'chor Be'ema Torah that he's shechting. But he thought that the din doesn't apply in America. He thought the din of Shchut Echut only applies in Eretz Yisrael for some reason or another. Or whatever. The rabbi with the long beard told him shech, so he thought he's supposed to shech even though it's a B'chor Be'ema Torah. He knows it's a B'chor Be'ema Torah. But what if he didn't even realize it's a B'chor Be'ema Torah? He didn't realize that it was a korban. So that's Mamish Nesaseh. So that's what Taisa says, that you're not Chayiv Korban. Or let's say, what's another case of Nesasik? I'm a Fatimis Akhtaris, I don't know. Astoch B'Shem and Amishra. Someone has a bottle of oil and he's smearing the baby, he diapers the baby, smears on oil, a person smears oil on his arm, and then he finds out later that this was the Shem and Amishra. So Nesasik and Kol HaTarakul is not Chayiv Katas. It's a Ptur, Kol HaTarakul is not only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. But Nesasik case, he didn't even realize that this was Shemin HaMishchi, he didn't realize that this is Ktoiris. He didn't realize that this was Shchut Echutz. He didn't realize that this is a Korban that is a Korban Torah that he shechted. Thus hates Mestasek. But what happens, let's say, he finished eating on Friday night and it's dark outside and he wants to have dessert. He'd like to have some fresh fruits. So he goes outside, he has trees in the backyard. So he goes outside and he's going to pluck off some fruits from the tree. And he's interested in eating an apple. He doesn't like pears and he doesn't like oranges. He only likes apples. He goes outside, and by mistake, he plucked off a pear instead of an apple. So Shmuel, so the Gemara says that that's called Mesasik. It's called Mitlash Mechub Ezeh, V'chotach Mechub Erachir. It's called Mesasik. And let's say he didn't know that you're not allowed to pick off fruits on Shabbos. He didn't know that it's a malach. So that should have been, he knows he's plucking off a fruit on Shabbos. He knows he's plucking a fruit on Shabbos. And he didn't know that coats there is a malacha. So that's a regular Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Shibichai v'chatos. What kind of mesasik? It's not a mesasik. He knows it's shoigig. But because he thought that he's plucking off an apple and it was dark and it turned out by mistake he plucked off a pear or an orange, whatever, so the Gemara says, the Gemara increases on the next daf, on daf chof over there. It's kavan lachdach b'chul b'zeh b'chotach b'chul b'racher. It's a totally the wrong min. So the Gemara says that's also a misasik. What kind of misasik is that? So based on the pasuk ashechotah b'prat on misasik that would not be called misasik. So that's the shayt tzvei. That's what Shmuel needs his pasuk. Malach is mashavas. Prat on misasik. That's a new brand of misasik. That's a different kind of misasik. So that explains why you need two psukim, why you need Rabbi Shua. And the Mishnah learns that from Shechata Bo. Why Shmuel learns that from the Pasuk, Malachas Machsheves, Prat and Masasik. The Mishnah's din is a din in Kol HaTarkul by all Chiyuvei Chatas, that you're not Chayiv Chatas on any. And any other Rabbi Shua you give is Masasik. And Shmuel's din is that Prat and Hilcha Shabbos, that this case is called Masasik. Because of a lack of Malachas Machsheves, it's called Masasik. If you would only have the Pasuk Rabbi Shua, that would not be considered Masasik. But then Shmuel has another din. And what if he's taki eating chalav arayis? He ate in the kosher restaurant and he thought that everything was kosher. He thought everything was under supervision. Then after he finishes benching, then they tell him he forgot to remove the chela from the steak. He ate chela. And the soda that he drank was all down. That's mamish misasik. There should be misasik in kol ha-tarkul. It should be pata from chatas. Shmuel says a chiddush. Since you came to henna, so that's an exception to the rule. That he's chayav chatas. That's what Taisus said. There's no steer between the two halves of what Shmuel said. On the one hand, Shmuel says Mesasik is a ptur in Hilchas Shabbos, so it doesn't apply in Kol HaTarkuva. So what does he need a reason Shekeinah in it? The Taisus says no. That form of Mesasik doesn't apply. He knows he's kites there. Niskavim lachdach and chum bezeh, bachotach and chum berachah. Why should that be called Mesasik? He knows what he's doing, just didn't know that Ktirus or didn't. So that's only Achidus din of Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah. That is a two Masasik and Hilchas Shabbos. That doesn't apply anywhere else. But if Imamish didn't know that he's eating Chayil Vadam, that's the real Masasik. That's the Masasik that should be Potter and Kolot Arakulo. So that Shmuel had another Chidush that Shekeinah Hena Asvara Shekeinah Hena. So he is Chayil Vadam. That's what Taisus has. Taisus has it in all the Masechtos, and it's so famous. That's why no one ever realized that the Rambam doesn't agree with Taisus. Ad kedei kach, that there's a famous dispute between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Mekor Chayim by the Nesivis. The Nesivis wrote a sefer on Hilchos Pesach that's called Mekor Chayim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes a din of Chomet Sha'ovar, all about Pesach is a knas min the Rabban, Machloikas HaTanoim, Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Shimon, but the Chomet Sha'ovar about Pesach is in Issa, the Reis, and Issa, the Rabban. So if you don't hope, Chomet Sha'ovar about Pesach, and Issa, the Reis, even Chemet Sha'ovar Nachri, Sha'ovar all about Pesach. Any Chomet that's in existence in the world anywhere on Pesach becomes also Bachil Manol, Yoyim Avod, you're not allowed to eat. We don't pass them like that. We pass them, the Chomet Sha'ovar, Sha'ovar all about Pesach is Mutah, Chemet Sha'ovar all about Pesach is also Mutah Min HaTorah, and it's a Knash Min HaRabbanan. Because he violated by Rabbi Mutah, he said he made a penalty Min HaRabbanan. But Chemet Sha'ovar is Nid. So the Shaila is, what if he violated by Rabbi Mutah B'Shoigi? He was absent that day. He knows you're not allowed to eat Chomet. And I'm worried, he knows you're not allowed to eat Chomet. He never heard that there's a din that you're not allowed to possess Chomet. So the Shulchan Aruch says, a whole discussion in Perakan Izok, and where the Kansu shows about the Mezer, a lot of Kansu shows about the Mezer. When you want to make a penalty for an Avarian, you want to penalize the people who violated the Avar Mezer. Are you gunning out to penalize the people who violated the Avar Mezer? Not really. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Sometimes you penalize even Kansu shows about the Mezer, and sometimes a lot of Kansu shows about the Mezer. I got to study it. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, the Chomet Sha'ovar Pesach Hafilu B'Shoyge, he didn't realize that it's an Aveira, Rabbi Matzah also was. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a bigger Chiddush, even if he didn't even realize that this Chomet was around the house. He was by the Chomet and he sold this Chomet and he burnt that Chomet, and then he had some candy bars in the drawer, or stuffed on the bottom of the mattress. He didn't know at all where the children hid this Chomet. He didn't realize that they had hid the Chomet. So the Mechaber writes, and Hilchos Pesach, even Mamish, he didn't even know that he wasn't even aware of the Chomet, is also included in the Kansu Shogot HaMeis. So the Mekor Chayim Frek HaKasha, what do you mean? This is not Shogik, this is Mesasek. He didn't realize at all that he had the Chomet. That's like the person carries on Shabbos. He doesn't realize that he has anything in his pocket. That's not called Malocha B'Shogik, that's Mesasek. It doesn't count at all. So there's no Aveira at all. So how can they penalize the Mamish? No Aveira. He didn't violate Bali Rabbi Matzah. Then the Mekor Chayim comes up with the Chiddush. He says, when does the halacha say that an Avera b'misatek is not considered an Avera, that's if the Avera has to be violated the Kumli Yaseh. Like a Shabbos, he has to do the Kumli Yaseh. He has to, what else do you have? He has to do Shchut Echut. He eats Chela V'da. He does a Pu'ula. So if the Pu'ula is done, Ba'ifim Shal Misasek, he was in such a fog, he didn't even realize Bechlal what was flying. He didn't know Bechlal what was going on. He didn't know that he had Chometz in his possession. So if a person does a Pu'ula, the Kumli Yaseh, without realizing what he's doing, that's called Misasek, it doesn't count at all. But if the nature of the Aver is such that he violates an Aver B'Shevi Al Tasa passively, whoever has Chometz in his possession is in violation of Bal Yorah Bai Matzah. He doesn't have to do any Pu'ula. So since the nature of Bal Yorah Bai Matzah is that it's always violated B'Shevi Al Tasa by having it in your possessions, even if you don't realize that you have it at all, but tough bottom line, it is in your ownership, it is in your possession, so you're in violation of Bal Yorah Bai Matzah, even the Nisase, and the Mele, there is a penalty. That's what the Mekar Chayim is. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand. What do you mean? An Avera B'Shevi Al Tasa is Lechba. If an Avera B'Kum V'Yaseh, if it's Mimisatik doesn't count, so an Avera B'Shevi Al Tasa is a Kal V'Chayim that it shouldn't count. It's the Cheshevi Al Tasa, it's less of an Avera. So he says the whole thing doesn't make any sense, and he says the Teretz is that the Kasha is a mistake. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuva, the whole Kasha is a mistake, and Tshuva to the Nesivis. He's the correspondent one. There were big Yedidim. He considered the Nesivis the God of Ador. They have in the history book, they have a story that they were once together in shul, and they gave Rabbi Kivega a shlishi. So Rabbi Kivega fainted when he called him up for shlishi. So the people didn't understand what happened. So when he came to, so the Nesivis understood why he fainted. He considered him the God of Ador. Rabbi Kivega considered the Nesivis the God of Ador. I couldn't understand. How did they call me up for shlishi? The God of Ador is here. They should have given him whatever. They should have given him shlishi. So he whispered, so the Nesivis whispered to him that apparently the city that he came from was the biggest city. Rabbi Kivega was from, where? I forgot it. From Poznan. Apparently was the biggest city than Lisa was. So he said, but the Balabata know that your city is bigger than my city. So of course they know that I know how to learn better than you. There's no shaila about that. No, he wanted to... Because Rabbi Kivega couldn't understand at all. How could they make such a mistake? How could they give him shlishi? So he whispered in his ear, no, but your city is bigger than mine, and that's why they gave him shlishi. So that he was happy about that. So they were very, very big deal. So Rabbi Kivega has this letter, the Jewish Rabbi Kivega. He sent this letter to the Nesi. He doesn't understand at all. He says he thinks the whole kasha is based on a mistake. Who says that Nisasek heis nishken avera? Nisasek is an avera b'shoigig. It's an avera b'shoigig in konsum shobot ha-mesis. It's just Allah, you're not chayiv chatos. Sometimes you do an aver b'shoigig, you are chayiv chatos, and sometimes you're not chayiv chatos. But the fact that if you do an aver b'misasig, you're not chayiv chatos, doesn't mean to say there's a hishish kin aver. There is an aver. It's just a ptur from chatos. He even thinks that it doesn't pata from chatos oil of the yuri. He thinks it only pata from chatos kvua. From kizbo asiva, it doesn't pata from oil of the yuri. That's how we find out there's the gemara, there's a gemara. Mishnah shvuas, a man enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumen. Tumas Migdash for Kadosh is one of the three Averis in Parshas Vayikra that Yechai Vachatos Ol Yerim. Yeah. So what does it mean Tumas Migdash for Kadosh B'Shoigig? He entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah by mistake. What was the by mistake? So the Gemara gives an example. He thought it was a library. He thought it was a shul. And it came out a mistake. It was really the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Kivega affects Akash. If he thought it was a shul, it was Mamish Misasek. A man enters the house in the state of Tumah, and he didn't realize that the house is the Beis HaMikdash. But the Sachnamish Masasek. So what is there? So how can the Mishnah discuss that he's Chayiv Katas Olav Yorei and Tumas Mikdash Kadosh? The Sachnamish Masasek. So Rabbi Kivega Mishnaik has a whole pilpul, and others for him talking about this. And the Saikola has a whole liquid, and he gives his own teretz on this. Rabbi Kivega says the teretz says that Masasek is also an Aver of the Shoigig. When the Pasuk says, Ashachot Abok, Ratha Mesasek, that Mesasek is Pata from Chatos, it's only Pata from Chatos Kvua, there's up, it's not Pata from Chatos Olav Yori. That Pasuk, Ashachot Abok, is in the Parsha of Chatos, it doesn't appear in the Parsha of Chatos Olav Yori. It only Pata this Chatos, it doesn't Pata that Chatos. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. He says, the whole Kasha Kushami correlates. The whole Kasha that the Mekar Chaim was working on, Why is it that the chametz she'avar al ha'pesach is also b'achila b'hanoah, even if he didn't even realize that he had the chametz in his possession, why don't you say it's an aver b'mesasik, it doesn't count? What do you mean it doesn't count? An aver b'mesasik is also an aver. The only thing is you're not chayv chatas on it. So who's worrying about chatas? We're not talking about chatas. The value of b'mon is not chatas anyway. Just a shayla from making a penalty of come to show God to make it. So an aver b'mesasik is also an aver b'shegit. Yes. Yeah, the Pashtus and a lot of Gemaras is not like Rabbi Kivega, right? So Rabbi Kivega says he's masking with the Mekar Chaim only by Shabbos. He says in Kol HaTarakula, he says like Tesis, there's a din of Misasik in Kol HaTarakula that means that you're not Chayv Katos, but an Aver it is, an Aver B'Shegim. But in Shabbos, because Malacha is not Shabbos, as the third. So if you do Chil Shabbos in the Tzatzeh, then it's not even called an Aveir at all. If he didn't realize that if he's carrying anything in his pocket, then it's not only that you're not Chayv Chatas, it's not considered an Aveir at all. And he has a whole filter when he gets to come later to Rabbin, and with the Gemara in the end of the second paragraph of Bava Kama, that if he does Chil Shabbos in the Tzatzeh, it's not called Chayvi Misha Shokim, that a Shepata would come later to Rabbin. It's namish nothing with nothing. That's Rabbi Kivega. So the Pashtus is, though, many Gemaras, that's the Rav Soloveitchik always did say, Pashtus is like the Mekar Chaim, not like Rabbi Kivega. The Pashtus is, from our Gemara, from other Gemaras, Misasei, is mamish not called a Maisavere at all. And that's exactly what the Mekar Chaim was explaining. If a person has to do the Avere Bikum V'yasei, and he didn't realize, let's say, you open the door and the lights go out on Shabbos. He didn't realize that opening the door makes the lights go out on Shabbos. So the malach of turning on the lights doesn't relate to me. Well, let's say I shech the korban b'chutz. I'm a shechet in New Jersey, and they give me behemoths to shech. Zolmi Chaim found that one of the behemoths is a korban term, that it was owned by a Jewish farmer, and it was the firstborn blood, and a zocher. I didn't know anything about that. So that's nesasik. What does it mean? I did the shechita, but the aveir of shechutei chutz doesn't relate to me. I consider it as if it happened by itself. So the Mekar Chaim says, when you say you consider it as if it happened by itself, that is the nature of the Aveir, is that it has to be violated. You have to have a Maisa Aveir. Let's say, mixing Keteris. I'm a Fatima Sakteris. And he mixed together a whole bunch of psalmim, and it turns out that that's the Keteris. It didn't occur to him that that's the Keteris. He didn't even realize that he's being a Fatima Sakteris. So he did an Aveir without even realizing that this constant, he didn't realize what the facts are, that this is, these are the different components of the Keteris. So that's called Misaseh, and it's not an Aveir at all, but if the nature of the Aveir is B'Shevi Al-Taseh, then what are you going to say? It doesn't relate to him. What doesn't relate to him? Is the Chametz in his possession? He owns the Chametz. The Chametz is his, so he's in violation of Bali Rabbi Mata. He didn't realize it, so it's B'Shevi. How can you say the Misaseh, it doesn't, the act, the pu'ula doesn't relate to him, and Allah considers it kilo nasis me'leho. There is no pu'ula. The whole violation of Ba'yura by Matz is always the Shevi Atas. So that's what the Mekar Chaim argues. That's a very good svar. That's a shnarke time. Right, this Shaila, Rabbi Yosef Engel raises this Shaila in his Sefer Aslan der Reise. What? And he brings this Tosfos, right? He raises this Shaila. When Shmuel makes an exception to the rule by Chalav Arayis Chai Shishen Nehenev, what does it mean? Does it mean because the nature of Bias Asturis and Macholas Asturis, of Gili Arayis and Macholas Asturis, the nature of the Aveira consists of the getting Anor. That's a factor, an element in the Aveira. But Sam, he happens to do Shkut Achut, he happens to do Chil Shabbat in a fashion that he happens to get Anor. So because he happens to get Anor, that would not be good enough. But he's saying, no. It all depends on the Hechitim, it doesn't depend on the definition of the Aveira. If he happens to get Anor, that's enough. So Rabbi Yosef Engel raises this question. And then he shows that the Tosfos and our daf says Beferish. Yesh Loimar, you look in the bottom Tosfos on the fourth line. The Tosfos asks, Why does Shmuel need another pasuk? Gav Malach has not shared with us the Torah. You already have the pasuk. Ashechat Tavo, Bratz Mistatzik. So the famous teretz, Taisa gets the famous teretz is no. This Gav Malach that Mulchub Zevachatav Mulchub Berach. He walked out Friday night in the dark to the trees in the backyard to pluck off an apple, and he plucked off a pear by mistake. He knew he was doing kites there, so that should be shaykig. And what he was doing. But he thought he was getting an apple, and he got a pear. So that should not be called Nisasik based on the rules and regulation of Nisasik and Kol Tarkul. But that's the lack of a Malachas Machshev Nisasitur. It's a lack of Malachas. So that's the second answer that they give. But the first answer they give is V'yesh Loimar Dachikamar. On Shabbos, not only do you have the din of Ashachat Tabor Patla Nisasik, you have a second reason why you Patla, because Malachas Machshev. What do you mean the second reason? What's wrong with the first reason? So they say, and what will be if he does Tfira on his Beged like the Mashal you gave? He does Tfira on his Beged in such a way that it keeps him warm. He was freezing before. And he does the Malach on Shabbos, and now he's in Nehenna, Shekei Nehenna. So if you would only have the din of Kol HaTarakul of Nisasik is not Chayv Chatos, I would have said here, Shekei Nehenna, he's Chayv Chatos. Even though the Hanoe is not it's not an integral part of the Chilul Shabbos. But that's why you have the new Pasuk, Malach as Mashem Sasra Torah. A second reason why you fought in Hashem. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes these places that they seem to say that it's not dependent on the nature of the Avera, it depends on each and every individual Hechetimtze. Are you being Nene? Then it relates to you. If you're not being Nene, then it's Kila Nasis Melech. Then it doesn't relate to you. Because you have to, be mesake. Because on Shabbos, if you're mekalkel, you're not skaya. Good reason. Okay. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel and Hassan Deraisa quotes this place to the other side. So you say, can dig them. Kenzai. So this is, there's a famous Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchis Yisuri Biyo. Oh, here. The Ayin Mishpat tells you. Take a look. Perek Aleph in Hilchis Yisuri Biyo. Aloha Yud Beis. So the Rambam writes, Hamasasek Bach, Hamasasek by Shabbos is part of the cause Malach Machshev HaSvetel. You're part of it. Masasek b'chalom b'arayis chayiv. There he's talking about rayis. Masasek b'arayis chayiv. Shekei nehene. And he says, chayiv, both in arayis d'arayisa, and in shnius l'arayis, which is only medibre seifu. Masasek is chayiv, even by shnius l'arayis. So the Ravid asks, what in the world is he talking about? Masasek b'arayis is chayiv what? He's talking chayiv chatas. Masasek is like b'shegeh. It's not b'meizik. If it's b'meizik, it can't be nisasik. Nisasik is obviously b'shoigig. Nisasik b'shoigig, so you can't give him any punishment. So the whole mezubah that we're talking about is chatos. So nisasik ba'arayis chayev chatos shekei nehenah. But by shnius la'arayis medibrei sofrim, Shlomo HaMelech was goyiz shnius. So what kind of korish? There is no korish and there's no chatos. There's no chatos b'chlal. So what does the Rambam mean? That ha'nisasik ba'arayis chayev bein ba'arayis shal Torah. So the Ravid is Masik, he doesn't know what the Rama made a mistake. How can it be the Nasasik Bishniyas Larayas Chayiv? So the case of Mishnah writes on that Ravid, the Farem for the Rambam, what he probably meant to say was the following, that a Masasik normally doesn't even have to do tshuva. If a person doesn't have their Bishoygeg, he has to do tshuva. But if he doesn't have their Bishoygeg, he doesn't even have to do tshuva. So Masasek ba'arayis chayiv shekei nehenah, it's chayiv to do tshuva. If it's arayis d'arayis, it's chayiv achatos. And if it's shnius l'arayis, then he has to do tshuva. He has to be masakin the tshuva. That's how the Kesem Mishnah writes. So there's a sefer Tzemach David, David the Rappaport. Heores, he was an enikel from Rabbi Akiva Egan. His name is Akiva David Rappaport. His name after Rabbi Akiva Egan, Alpha Zeta. So he wrote a sefer, Tzemach Dovah, which is a knockout sefer. He got Rabbi Chana Wasserman invited him to give a shiur in Baranovich, sight unseen. He just read the sefer. And he was swept away, and swept off his feet, and he sent him a letter. He invited him to come to the yeshiva to give a shiur. He didn't realize that he was a single bacha. So he came, he didn't realize that he started. So he came to the yeshiva, and he said, Yeshiva Yom Baranovich. So he writes in this statement, Tzemach Zavid is the Haoris that he has. Now they printed in the back of Chuvas with the Grave, they printed together. So he has in the Haoris on that Rabbi Kivega's Chuvah with the dispute between the Mikor Chaim and Rabbi Kivega, where the Mistastik is considered not a Maisaver at all. Kilo Nasus Neiloh. No, it isn't Maisaver, but it's just a Ptur from Chatos. So the Tzemach Zavid says he has a Raya from this Rambam, that the Kesem Mishnah says on the Rambam in Perakalif Aloch Yitbeis in Isuri Biyo, the Mistastik by Arayas Chayiv, she came to hand it both on Arayas Shal Torah and Arayas Shniyah for Arayas Medivrei Seferim. And the Rabbi asked, what do you mean Chayiv? You can't be Chayiv Chatos by Shniyah for Arayas. There's no Chayiv Koris B'mezid. How can it be Chayiv Chatos B'shek? So the Kesem Mishnah explained Pshat in the Rambam, it's Chayiv to do Tshuva. So he says, what do you see from the Rambam? The favorites like the Mekor Chayiv. Then in Kol HaTorah Kula Mistastik Heistish Kemais Aver Bechlal. Not just that it's a Ptur from Chatos. It's not considered a ma'aseh aver at all. You don't have to do tshuva. The only time you have to do tshuva for an aver done by mitzvah is b'chalav ma'aris shekeinen. There it is an aver. Kol tarkul is not an aver. So that it was. And Rabbi Belval the Soloveitchik, they have in the shiurim of Rabbi Belval the Soloveitchik on Kachim in one place. Rabbi Belval said he saw in a recent sefer that came out. He forgot which sefer. That's he's referring to this Tzemach Zavid. He forgot where. That you see from this Rambam, like in the Kor Chaim, that Misasik can call a Tarkul, it's not called an Aveira at all, it's only called an Aveira by Chalom Maraj. So this whole shtickle with this Rambam, this whole thing is all based on the assumption like Tesis, that there is a Din of Misasik can call a Tarkul. But that's what Blazer Shach points out. If you look in the Rambam, both in the Tirish and Mishnayis increases, as well in the Yarach HaZokeh, in Hilchos Shkogis, the Rambam is beferish against the whole thing. He's not goreth the whole discussion of Rabbi Kivega within the Korchai. He holds that there's no Din of Misasik can call a Tarkul. There is no category of Misasik. Misasik is only a din in Shabbos. Elachas Machshavos also Torah. There is no din l'chlal. Why does Shmuel give a reason shekein in it? You don't need any reason. It's not necessary to give the reason shekein. I don't know. Rama holds that it doesn't mean anything shekein in it. Kol HaTorah is also chay in Misasik. Misasik is always chay. So what does he do with this Ramam with the Shniyas L'arayt? A pella. What does he do? How is he going to reach out? I don't know. Rambam quotes the memory shekeinene, yeah. That's only by Chalom Marais. But he himself holds that it's not necessary to give any explanation. Because he holds in all the other Chavi creases also. Misasik is chai. You don't even need shekeinene. And Mephatim is al Ktoires, Bishagim, which is not nene, would also be chai in Misasik. Any avera that the person does, shchut echutz, but misasik will also be chayiv chatos. The only single case where misasik is chatos is Shabbos, is the feirish in the Rambam. No two ways about it. So this whole, the whole discussion of Rabbi Kivega with the Mekor Chaim is out of context. According to Rambam, there's nothing to discuss. It's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. And by Shabbos, it's the feirish, not a malach. If a lack of malach on Shabbos is mutam in a Torah. If it's a lack of malach on Shabbos, for sure it's not called a ma'aseh aver at all. And Kol Tarkul, the Chalal does not din in the sun. So according to this Rambam, according to the Rambam's own Shita, the way the Rambam writes in the Tirish and Mishnayis increases in the Yarach HaZok and Hilchos Shkogot, that Misasik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, that that's good according to Shmuel. Shmuel said it based on the Pasuk, Malachas Machshavos Asa Torah. But the Mishnah increases doesn't say Malachas Machshavos. Mishnah increases, quote, the Tana Rabbi Yeshua says, Ashechot Abor, Prat Misasik. That Pasuk Ashechot Abor is not in the context, not in the middle of a parsha of Shabbos, middle of a parsha of Chil Chatos. So how do you take a pasuk in the middle of parsha of Chatos and say, Mola Lama Zav Krisis Amur is Batera, that pasuk is only talking about Shabbos. So the answer is, we did it on Omid Aleph. We had the whole pasuk. The Yosla Meyachas Mehena, Achas Meyachas Heina Mehena, Achas Shehi Heina Heina Meyachas. The Ganze Pizman only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara attempted to apply it to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says there's nothing to discuss the Sulamidi. The bottom line on something, if Sulamidi scratch it out, it doesn't apply even for Abu Dazar, where it's done, but then it doesn't apply either. That whole drasha, Neyachas Mehenu, which is written in the middle of Parshas Chan, only goes on Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam holds that this drasha also, Ashachata, Bo Pratam, Misasik, if you wouldn't have had Shmuel's comment, you would have thought mistakenly like Tosfos. Ashachata, Bo Zedin, Kol HaTorah Kula, that you're not Chayiv Chatos. So come Shmuel and he tells me, don't make such a mistake. No. Ashechotah, but even though it's written Stam in the middle of Chiyukat, it only applies to Malach HaShabbos, doesn't apply to Kol HaTerekut. That's how the Rambam understood. He doesn't quote it by halach. I don't remember. So what does he need any explanation? That's the problem. What does he need any explanation? So therefore, what would it be? Nobody holds it in Kol HaTerekut and Mesatik is his own sky. He thought it was his wife and it turned out to be an Asian speech. But what does he need an explanation for? Why not? Yabari had Anur. What did he need an explanation? He had the same Anur. He thought it was his own wife. He had the same Anur that he would have had if it would have been his real wife. Turned out it was someone else's wife. The same Anur. So what's the Havamina? What does Shmuel have to give an explanation for? What's the question over here? What is Shmuel giving an answer? If the Rambam holds the Mesatik and Kol HaTerekut is Chayv Chatas, so we don't. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's what prompted Tosfos to give their whole fantastic vinyan with the whole interpretation, Sfeitinim and this and that. And all Maracha with the Tosfos, and the Rambam isn't gurus the whole thing. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Farempas, the Stira in the Rambam like that, there's a Stira. The Ram, the Gemara has a machlekes with the mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, and mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavanah. So the Gemara has two dinim that are totally in this issue. One case is that the Kehel Shir. But the Ram has like this. One case in the Gemara is, do you have to have in mind, let's say you're blowing shofar for yourself, you didn't have a mind to be mitzvah me. So am I yotzei if you didn't have me in mind? So we always say, of course not. You have to have, in order to have shemei kohenah, you have to have kavanah l'hoitzei, you have to have kavanah l'hoitzei. So if you didn't have kavanah l'hoitzei, you don't say shemei kohenah. That's what we say. But that's not what it says in the Gemara, that's what the Baal HaMor said. But that's not what it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parish. My Rosh Hashanah says, if you all did so, tzichas kavana, then you need kavana lahoitzi and you need kavana lahoitzi. If the din would have been a mitzvah, tzichas kavana, then you wouldn't have needed kavana lahoitzi and you wouldn't have needed kavana lahoitzi. You wouldn't have needed any kavana. So there's a seer in the Rambam. The Rambam says, kafu v'yochal matzah, kafu parsi. Menachem came and they held a gun to my head. And he said, you eat the matzah, we're going to kill you. So I didn't have kavana lahoitzi. They forced me to eat the matzah, so I ate the matzah to save my life. Then it comes out later, that tonight was Pesach and I just ate matzah. Do I have to eat more matzah or was I yaitzeh? So the Rambam says you yaitzeh. So it sounds like mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana. And yet the Rambam writes that if you want to be yaitzeh with the matzakeyas kiyas, he has to have a mind to be yaitzeh. You have to have a mind to be yaitzeh. And according to the Gemara, that is totally zevzeh. If you all mitzvah tzvichas kavana, then and only then you need kavana lahoitzin kavana lahoitzin. If din is mitzvah same still as kavana, then you yotzin without kavana lahoitzin kavana lahoitzin. You would say shemei kohenah, I can yotzin his kiyas without his being mechaber. So that's the steer in the Rambam. So the Ran points out the Ran on the Rish on Masechet Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak. Yes, the steer in the Rambam. He says the teretz is that the satik b'chalom marais chab shikenen. He says the reason why mitzvah is tzichas kavana is because if you do a mitzvah without kavana, we treat it like misasek. But by mitzvah achila, by achilas matzah, that's parallel to chalovim. But since she came to henna, so the achiva does relate to me. You can't say it's as if it happened by itself, because I didn't have kavanah. So he says, but that's only by achiva. The Rambam passes mitzvah saying tzichas kavanah came to henna. But by tiyah shofar, where there's no svarim, she came to henna, there the Rambam holds that mitzvah tzichas kavanah. That's what the Ram suggests as the yishuv of the Rambam shita. And they say, Rav Soloveitchik, he's saying the name Rav Chaim, that he thinks the Pashat Teteris is like the Balamor said. That the Rambam, the Pashat, the way it's ungenumen all over in the world. That the, even if you hold mitzvah Tzvichas Kavanah, even if you hold the mitzvah Ein Tzvichas Kavanah, that's if you do the mitzvah yourself. But if someone else says Kiddush Liyu, someone else is blowing shirk and you want to be Yotze using the principle of Shemeh Kaina, so his Kiddush or his Tzkiyah should be like to me, that you have to be liar Shemeh, so that you have to have Kavanah Lahoitzi and Kavanah Lahoitzi. If you don't have Kavanah Lahoitzi, it's not the lack of mitzvah Tzvichas Kavanah, mitzvah Ein Tzvichas Kavanah, but you don't apply the klal of Shemeh Kaina. That's what Rav Chaim said, that the Ram, like the Balamor. He said he thinks that the Rambam probably means like the Balamor, that the Lefiyah Maskana, the need for Kavanah Lahoitzi, Kavanah Lahoitzi, is unrelated to the topic of mitzvah Tzvichas Kavanah. And your pshat is what the Ram said, that Bachalom Arayz Chayim, she came to him. Then the Gemara on the top of Samach Yimel and Aleph comes to the conclusion that this issue is a machlokes hamoraim and a machlokes hatanoim. Where the yesh chiluk malachis la'avod zor, if he did zivuach kito nisach yishtakwa behelam echor, is he chayav four chatois? Like in Hilchos Shabbos, if he does chayrus areh koitzer and dosh, he does four malachis behelam echor, is chayav four chatois. So do you say that avod zor is the same, the chiluk malachis are not? The Gemara said the kitza machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes hamoraim shayim. So you don't have to throw out the brice. Originally, the Gemara quoted a brice that it's only chayv one chatos. The Gemara says that's one tana. Rabbi Yechon holds like the other tana that yechayv a four chatos. That's the machlokes. On Parshas Bahaloisko, we always read the Haftorah from Neiris de Zachariah, the same Haftorah that you read on Shabbos Chanukah. Yeah, so he. Tosis points out in the Gila and all the studies that there has to be a connection. You have to have a theme that appears in the Kriya in the Parshas Hashavua that appears again in the Haftorah. Sometimes the themes are not so obvious. So it's usually assumed that the theme that is shared in common is about the mitzvah of the menorah. Ba'alos v'sanerah goes on hadlakas ha-menorah, and then the Nevuah in Zechariah is about the menorah and the Bayis Sheni. He had a cholam, he had a mara and a voice. He sees the menorah shalzah, the gul al roisha, and in the pool of olive oil, and it's flowing in. The menorah is burning, and so on. Everything filling up and burning by itself. So usually you assume that that's the connection between the kriya and the haftarah. You look in the Rambam and the Mor and the Vuchim, you may get a different understanding. The Rambam writes the Yud Gimel Ikori Huemuna in the Siddur. We have in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Sanhedrin. And we have it in the Siddur. So he has two different animamans. One animaman, we believe in the institution of Nevuah. There's such a thing. Because his brother gives Nevuah to human beings. And we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevim. That's a separate Yisrael in Nevuah. Where did that idea come from? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevim? That's from Parshas Bahaloisko. That in the end of Bahaloisko, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. She said, who does he think that he is? That he's Pirish Men Isha? I'm a Nevi, her brother Aaron is a Nevi, and they didn't have to get divorced. They led their normal family lives. Moshe Rabbeinu is such a Balgaiva, he thinks that he's greater than everybody else. That's not right. So she meant, L'tayvatla, she meant to straighten them out. And then the Rabban Shalom said, what are you talking about? Here, Nevi Achna, Shem Mara, Rabbi Tzvadla, Bachalai, Madab, Rabban, Loi, Kein, Avri, Moshe, Bechol, Beitin, Nemen, who are different. So this is where the Rabban Shalom tells this principle. That the Nebuah's Moshe Rabbeinu is totally different. It's on a higher madrega than the Nebuah of Shahar HaNevim. Just in the Pirush HaMilas, it's a shver, a pasuk. Yeah. Rav Chaim Balozhin and his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim points out. The pasuk says, if the other prophets get Nebuah b'mare, they get a Mara HaNebuah and a Mara. Lokein Abdi Moshe, his Nebuah is a Mara, but not b'chidos. He gets b'mara, they get b'mara, he gets b'mara. So it's the same thing, but what's the difference? So he says, no, if you read it carefully with your glasses on or with your glasses off, whichever is better. So the first time it says, the other Nebuah get a Nebuah b'mara. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get b'mara, it gets b'mara. So he says the two different words. Maro, he says, is a mirror. The other Nadim only get a reflection. They don't get the real Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Mareh. Mareh means like a telescope. That's Aspe Gloria Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu gets a direct Nevuah Telpeh. And the other Nadim get a Hazon. They get a Chalom. They get an image. And they have to interpret it in their own words. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get a Hazon. He doesn't get an image, which he has to interpret. He gets Peh, he gets Oisius and Nekudim. He gets direct dictation. Moshe Rabbeinu got a direct dictation. He didn't get a Halom and a Hazon. He didn't get Maror, a mirror. He got Mareh. He got straight vision. So the Rambam emphasizes this in the Arach HaZok and Hilchos Yisrei Atar, and he gives you the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shai Nevi'im, and then he repeats it again in the Mor Nevuchim. That he writes in the Mor Nevuchim, all of the Nevi'im were very clear. The Nevuah was very clear what was going on. He says, look at Avraham Avinu was prepared to do the Akedah on his son Yitzchak. He loved his son. It was Bincha Yichidko Sha'afta Yitzchak. If he would have any stake as what the Nevuah is, would you think that a normal person wasn't crazy? Would you think that Avraham Avinu would be prepared? The Sheikh, the son, obviously it was 100% clear to him, the Nevuah. And he says, and yeah, it was clear. But it still wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu Aspe Gloria Amir. It was all the Nevi'im. It doesn't mean Aspe Gloria Shein Amir. It doesn't mean that it was foggy. They weren't sure what they heard. At the end of the day, they understood it. But they didn't get it right away. They had to interpret it. So he says, to demonstrate, he says, look in the Navi Zechariah. He gets a vision, and he says to the Malach Adoy Vabdi, Mo'ela Adoyni. I don't understand what it is. And he says, Halo Yadaita. And then he says, no, I don't understand. And he keeps on arguing back and forth till he finally tells him what Pshat is. And we don't even have it in the Haftarah. It's, I think, two chapters later in Zechariah. Over here, he doesn't say. He says, and it still doesn't tell you what it is. He leaves you hanging till another chapter and a half later when he finally tells you. So the Rambam says, when we say the other Nazim had an Aspect Gloria, Sha'ain and the Hero, it does mean that after they finished the Nebuah, they weren't sure what they were told. No, they were sure what they were told, but it took them a while till they still pulled it out. But the Malach HaDoyvavi, till he worked out the Pshat, and after they walked away from the Nebuah, then it was crystal clear. Then they knew what they were supposed to do. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to tilkle. Everything was a direct dictation, and there was no room for Zveikus at all. So he quotes this Haftarah, he quotes this section from the Nebuah Zechariah to demonstrate the contrast between the Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu and that of the Shanadim. So it could be that this perhaps is the connection. I think the connection with the Menorah is that in the Bayi Sheinah he also had a Menorah. I don't know if that's necessarily the important connection. Perhaps the connection is, like the Rambam wrote in the Mor Nevuchim, that this Nevuah of Zechariah indicates the contrast that the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to bring out over here, that the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is on a much higher level, a totally different type of Nevuah from that of the Shanavim. Why did the Rambam decide to consider that one of the Ikorim Amunim? That's the question. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik Siddur from Rav Kook, the mother of Rav Kook has it in the Siddur, and other Sri and others write. We have in later in Chumash Devarim, we have the Chiras Chet Miriam, Zohar Shirasa Shamakach and Miriam. You have to remember the Chet of Miriam. So the Chafetz Chaim has one of his little Svarim, Zohar LeMiriam. And he quotes from Rashi and Chumash, he quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei, that Zechiras Chet Miriam, you have to remember how terrible the Aveir of Lashon Hara is, that Miriam Atzadekas was punished with Zaraz because of the fact that she said Lashon Hara against her brother. She didn't mean anything wrong, and it wasn't, and it didn't hurt him, and he didn't lose his Parnasa, nothing happened, he didn't lose his Shtela, nothing happened, and it was the thinnest still. You see how Chomad Aveir of Lashon Hara is the Kal Vachomer everybody else. So that's the way they usually learn the Chira Set Mir. So Rav Soloveitchik said over when he said the Hesped for Rav Elzola, and he printed this later on, so he said, that's the Chira Set Mir. I said, you have one of the